By the way, at that age, although she was young, she had a nickname. People used to call her As-Sawwama, the one who fasts a lot. She's fasting most of the time. So imagine a young lady at that age that fasts so much, people will call her the one who fasts a lot. Now, Umar ibn Khattab, her father, was feeling bad for her. She's a widow. Of course, she lost a great husband, a companion who attended Badr and Uhud. Of course, a young widow is a big disaster for her. You know, a young girl, 21-year-old, no husband. She was very sad, of course, for losing her husband. Now, about a year passed, and no one proposed to Hafsa. And that was for them a long time, whole year, and nobody asks for her. So Umar ibn al-Khattab did something that many people get a little bit shy or ashamed of, but it's a big lesson for us. Umar was looking for a good husband for his daughter. And that is one thing that a lot of fathers don't do at our time because they think it's kind of, you know, ashamed. What would I? Remember one thing one scholar said, if you don't find her the husband, she will find the husband on her own. And I think it's better if you do it than her. Of course, there is no forcing in Islam. She has to approve. You have to take her opinion first if she's okay with it. But it's nothing shameful, and you should not be shy of looking. If you have a daughter and you are a father, and your daughter is at the age that is appropriate to get married, there is nothing wrong to go and offer your daughter and say, you know, I know a good brother from the masjid, he's good, he's righteous, he looks good-mannered. Nothing wrong to offer your daughter to him and ask him, what do you think of getting married to my daughter? And that's what Umar ibn Khattab did. And we remember always Umar was a strict and strong and tough companion. Still, he had this place of emotion that he felt bad for his daughter, and he was looking for a husband, righteous husband for her. So, of course, who is he going to go first? He went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He said, and you see the beautiful thing how the companions were great people, subhanAllah. For us, if you are going to do it, you need a long introduction, right? You're just going to go to him and say, you know what, my daughter Hafsa, she's a good girl, and her husband passed away, and we're looking for a husband. This is what we do at our time. What did Umar do? He went to Abu Bakr. As-salamu alaykum, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr said, wa alaykum as-salam. Umar said, you want to marry my daughter? No. Just like that. No introduction, you see, why do we have to go around in circles and go from here and there? As simple as that. This is how simple the companions were, and yet they ruled the world. Just like that, assalamu alaikum Bakr, wa alaikum salam. You want to marry my daughter? Now Abu Bakr looked at Umar. He did not say a word. He stood up and he turned around and he walked away. And now if that happens to you, what would you do? You just offered the man your daughter and he didn't even say yes or no or anything. He just got up and he left you alone. Umar was very upset. And he was thinking, what's wrong with my daughter? He didn't even say yes or no on anything. He just looked at me, didn't say a word, and he walked away. So he was upset with Abu Bakr. Why did he do that? And he was thinking that it's not like Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr does not do that. He's a good man. This is rude. Well, who would do something like that? He didn't think of it much. He went to Uthman. He saw Uthman at the masjid. As-salamu alaykum, Uthman. Wa alaykum as-salam. You want to marry my daughter? Uthman is a shy person. We talked about him before. So he said, give me a few days to think. Let me think about it. Umar still was upset. I mean, I'm offering you my daughter. What's there for you to think about? She's a good girl and everything. By the way, Uthman never came back to Umar to tell him his opinion, his decision. A few weeks after that, Umar sees Uthman at the masjid. It was, they prayed the jama'ah with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were doing their sunnah. Umar finished his sunnah and he sat by Uthman. Uthman was still praying his sunnah. Uthman was still shy, you know, so he took forever in his sunnah, hoping that Umar is going to just get bored and leave the masjid. Umar stayed there waiting for Uthman. Uthman finished his sunnah. So Umar asked Uthman, he said, you didn't tell me what was your decision. Are you interested? Do you want to get married to my daughter? Uthman said, well, you know, Umar, I'm not thinking about getting married these days. By the way, at that time, Uthman did not have a wife. His first wife, Ruqayya, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she passed away after the Battle of Badr. We talked about that. She got sick and she passed away. So at that time, Uthman did not have any wives. And he was a good, you know, person to get married to. But he said, you know what, Umar, I don't feel like marrying these days. I don't want to get married. And he left. Umar was very upset again. What's wrong? Why everyone is ignoring? Why is everyone saying no? I mean, Abu Bakr did not even give me an answer. Uthman said he does not feel like marrying, and all these things are kind of worrisome and weird. So he was sitting sad in the masjid, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him. He said, Umar, what's wrong? Why do you look sad? He told him, you know what, my daughter Hafsa, her husband passed away, and then I offered to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr did not give me an answer, did not even talk to me. And then I talked to Uthman, and Uthman says he does not feel like marrying these days. What's going on?